That music can mean only one thing. Congressman Maverick is with us. Adam Kinzinger. He's the official congressman of the Rokan Show.
And we brought him out just to review the Top Gun 2 trailer that was just released yesterday.
Dude, it's great.
I know. I'm pumped. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, though? And I mean, what we decided to do is, as a bit, we should have you go review the movie. We'll send you to one of the premieres, reviewing premieres.
Yeah.
And in your flight suit and your aviators.
Yeah.
And that picture,
yeah.
Those pictures you always put on Instagram of you shirtless, where you put your flight suit down, like you're about to go volleyballing. You know, that sort of thing. And then I'm in.
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. I was just telling the kids, you know, that move that they show in every single one of these movies where there's a pursuit and then the lead guy just jams on the brakes, sticks his nose straight up in the sky, and the other guy blows right past him.
Yeah.
That does not happen.
No, that does not happen. No. But you know what? It makes for great movies. And if it did happen, I don't know, man. Dogfights would be weird because everybody just stop, and then you're like, you go. No, you go.
Everybody deking each other out.
Yeah, like helicopter fighting.
That's what I said. I said that most dogfights, when they take on the United States Navy or the Air Force or the Marine Corps, it happens over the horizon. You never saw it coming.
Yeah, and that's what's great about the F-35 and the F-22 is they can take down. In fact, an exercise, an F-22 can take down a whole squadron of F-15s before their radar even picks them up.
Right.
But yeah, no longer are you close. They train for it, but no, you'll shoot a guy 30 miles out now.
Yeah. Well, thanks for ruining the movie. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, a couple of things. First of all, the robocall legislation. Let's talk about that before we get to all the big stuff. That's big.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's something we got done. It was like everybody, if you have a cell phone, you're getting all these calls and they're spamming numbers, so it always looks like your neighbor. Sometimes it looks like your own number. And it's basically these groups that use IP, whatever that means, internet technology, to basically throw out millions of these calls, and you know, eventually they'll catch a sucker on it, and it's become extremely abusive. I don't even answer my phone anymore, honestly, unless I know the number, and so this will, you know, begin to give tools to at least slow those down. Some law enforcement size things, some money to take care of it. Some of the issues with the actual wiring, believe it or not. And fixes caller ID. It'll be the first step. You know, hopefully it has a big impact, but we're going to take a look once this settles in and see what else we need to do. It's one of the things that just annoy people that we obviously had to take on.
Are these calls coming from the United States? Are they domestic? Are they international? What's happening there?
It's all of the above. It's from the United States, from the same people that, also from the same people that, you know, have a Nigerian prince that's ready to give you $1 million. It's all part of this scam. And, in fact, if you answer any of them, sometimes it's either there's nobody there, or if they're there, they'll, you know, they try to tell you that your bills are overdue and get money from you. And, you know, the vast consumer, the average consumer knows better, but there's always somebody that, you know, can be taken advantage of, and they are.
I don't answer calls if I don't have the phone in my contacts anymore. That's the point. That's where we're at. Same way. If I don't know the number, no thank you.
Well, can't they also use your voice to actually kind of trick other people? Like, people are recording things that you are saying, or sometimes simply answering your phone is giving them access to your phone.
See, that's what I worry about, too. I'm like, they probably got something on me just by me answering the phone.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they, you know, I'm not sure if they can, you know, get access to your phone by answering, but what they, you know, I don't know about the recording your voice. I can see that definitely being, I mean, the technology is certainly there. And then they know they have an active number, too. If you answer it, they know it's an active number, right. So you're going to start getting a ton of them. Yeah.
And they sell that information to each other. There are some legitimate businesses, and when I say legitimate, I'm using the smallest L I can find for legitimate. But there are legitimate businesses that use this, and then they broker those numbers because they want to make sure that you know there's somebody that number is going out. Because this is just that robocalling is just jamming numbers together, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they spoof. So like you can get a call from your exact number minus one, or even sometimes your own number. And it's really interesting. I had a colleague here in Congress that actually answered one for fun, and it was a story I can't tell on here because the guy on the other end said some pretty abusive things to him. But, yeah, just, you know, if we can make an impact, it's a good thing to do.
Okay, so the USMCA, we were talking about this a little bit last week when it seemed to be, you know, finalized as a coming reality for Illinois. Since you are an Illinois congressman, you represent a district which is starts basically just south of Joliet and goes all the way down to Bloomington, and then turns right and then turns right again and goes all the way up to Rockford. So someone explain how that got worked out. Don't worry, Mike Madigan's probably going to jail, but that's a separate issue. My question is what is going to be the good impact and the bad impact for Illinois farmers on the new basically NAFTA 2.0 or USMCA?
Yeah, it'll be good for farmers. It gives better access, for instance, dairy in Canada. There's some good ag provisions from Mexico and Canada. One of the best things it does is it actually forces higher labor standards in Mexico, because a lot of times these companies were leaving because there were not the same standards for labor down there, including pay, including work quality, and so they could go down there and do it cheaper legally. And this actually begins to bring Mexico's standards up. It's good for Mexico, obviously, and it's good for our consumers, because now they're not necessarily chasing, or our producers, because they're not necessarily chasing the lower dollar. There's a raise on the caps of, autos that can be exported, and that's good for our auto industry. So I think generally it's good. It's not going to be a panacea and something magical, but I do think psychologically it's a boost. It updates. There's a lot of minutia where it updates, from 1994 language to the realities of today, like IT, intellectual property issues, stuff like that. So generally, I think it's going to be pretty good.
Okay. All right. And then the big Megillah here. And I know this is a tough moment for you. In full disclosure, Adam and I have known each other since he was just Adam, not Congressman Kinzinger. And he was a captain in the United States Air Force. Now he's a lieutenant colonel. That's how long we've known each other.
Oh, man.
The question that I have is not, where are you going to vote? What's going to happen? I want to know about the tenor. I want to know about what's happening between people who are friends on the Hill and they're on the opposite sides of the aisle, and how much stress this is putting on all of you individuals in Congress when there's a big vote tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough. I mean, individual friendships are still, I think, generally pretty fine. What we saw on the Intel Committee was disheartening, because that's the committee that usually has been very bipartisan, because they deal with real issues of intelligence matters, and to watch that play out on national TV was sad. And it's very high stress, obviously. We're not asking people to have sympathy for us, but it's a really big decision. And I even say, for Democrats, a really big decision. For Republicans, it's a really big decision. It's got some weight and impact, and we'll be glad when it's over. But, it's not quite, what you see on TV, though, is in essence performance art. And I try to stress this to people. When people are yelling on Fox or MSNBC or whatever, they're performing. That's why I don't yell on TV, because I think it's disingenuous. But that sends the impression to people that we're just yelling at each other out here. Really isn't the case. But their emotions are definitely running high. I had a spirited conversation with a Democratic colleague, and nothing bad, but it was just, you can tell people are really, like the rest of America, everybody's engine's been on redline, and they're just ready for a break.
No, great taste. No, less filling!
That's what it feels like, yeah. And so it'll be a big day tomorrow with historic implications, and it's a vote that, I take very soberly, very seriously, and unfortunately, it's just a binary choice of yes or no. I think, what was done was improper. I just don't think that the Democrats proved the case that it rises to the level of impeachment. It's a whole other conversation, but that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to tell your grandkids that you were there for the impeachment vote, I suppose. And that's and the grandkids go, what do we care, Grandpa?
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't you dead yet? That's how I anticipate my grandchildren treating me someday. All right, Adam Kinzinger, he's the congressman. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. See ya.
All right, see ya. All right, we've got Dr. Jim Adams from Northwestern Medicine. He's going to be joining us coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour. And the conversation is going to revolve about how to keep yourself safe in cold and flu season, especially in a time of year where a lot of the flu that's in the environment right now that's going around is not necessarily reacting to the vaccine. So we'll talk about that coming up. But first, news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2.